Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help can, baby.
You know him is.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Time to get off of this thing early because we is live, bitches. Yeah, this is We Live, Bitches, Wednesday. It's going down right here in a major way. You was riding out with Starship Smelly Prize, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Wrecking the game radio. Also now, officially, baby, the WDGE Radio TV has launched. We is in full force. We is in the motherfucking future. We is bringing this motherfucking shit to the forefront. I'm telling y'all, boy, look at here. I'm so ass excited about this movement that's finna pop off that y'all ain't even gonna be ready for it, man. We finna shut down MTV, shut down VH1, shut down BET. Anything that's on y'all motherfucking TV, you gonna have to get through a goddamn computer, because I'm telling you, we is going in, and it's 2010. So, yeah, each and every Tuesday, man, I will be starting to record the live lessons for, you know what I'm saying, for Time to Learn Language Tuesday. That way, they'll re-air on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. You know what I'm saying? So if you miss it, that way you can get a visual lesson, you know what I'm saying, of what I'm actually teaching. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is actually cover it here over the phone, and then you really want to get the visual effect, bam, you know what I'm saying, re-air for you. You can check the shit out right there, you know what I'm saying? So that's the new shit got going for you. We done hooked up live remote, so now we can actually videotape live from the club, and that's via live stream and Ustream. My homeboy Joe G., you know what I'm saying, has his own account on Ustream, and I got my shit popping off over here, you know what I'm saying, on the live stream tip. Now, one thing we all looking for is motherfucking sponsors. Anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, know somebody that, you know, want to become a sponsor, want to drop an ad or whatever on the show, I mean, we need them. We really need them, you know what I'm saying, because, yeah, they want a lick, and I'm talking about $350 a month lick, in order to be completely professional with the fuck we trying to do. And probably most likely in a month, we going to need that. You feel me? Because I'm telling you, by the end of the week, I'm going to have this whole thing, like, to where y'all going to be like, whoa, man, you did that. You know what I'm saying? For real now, because I'm telling you, I'm putting in my work, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a dream come true. And this has always been my dream, to be my own radio show host. My own artists out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving the most major exposure I can. And then, you know, and that's the whole really purpose of it. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, what the fuck else you doing? You know, if you ain't doing that. So, you know, that's my plan. You know what I'm saying? And big up to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that be supporting the movement. Joe G, Chris John with TampaRap.com. Make sure you go over there. All independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Go over there and sign you up an account, man. You know, and you can do that shit, you know, for free, really. We got free accounts and all that. Awesome. So, you know, go and check that shit out, man. Support. You know what I'm saying? Support. Real nigga shit. So, what I'm finna do real quick, since, you know, I've been shortening the shows to an hour, and haven't been able to get to the Nutty News today. So, we're gonna, you know, make sure we get the motherfucking Nutty News today. Shit out the way. And damn, Switch done went crazy on me. But yeah, I had a good time last night at Coco's Lounge, not giving any credit to the whack ass management, but had a good time, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucking all the artists came out and represented. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Came out, represent for us, and, you know, middle finger to the motherfucking management that tried to hate on us and shit. Yeah, man. Fuck nigga gonna talk about some, hold on, y'all. Let me walk over here real quick and get this shit. Yeah, motherfucker gonna sit up there and talk about, they got, in this particular club, these motherfuckers got to call themselves doing a strip club deal. Now, what these stupid motherfuckers don't know, you know what I'm saying, because they from up north, of course, they from Chicago, thinking that they coming down here to the slow-ass south or something. But the only thing you going to do is find yourself quickly getting fucked up, whether it's by the natives or whether it's by the motherfucking law enforcement, because they don't play that shit down here. These stupid motherfuckers finna try to turn our neighborhood club that everybody supports and take care of, and they ain't going to turn this motherfucker to a strip club. So they can shut the bitch down. That's all gonna happen. They're gonna turn around and shut the bitch down. Stupid motherfuckers, man. You know, but it might be heaven sent. You know what I'm saying? The Lord might be, you know, getting them up out of there, you know, for your boy can go ahead and take that thing on over. Because everybody know that's all I'm looking for is my own club. And once that's on the popping, ah, man, y'all can cancel Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every single motherfucking artist is gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? That ride with me. And I promise you, we're going to have the best fucking time, not ever. I mean, you have to take the four off that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Ever. Straight up. So let me bring y'all a little bit of this edumocation, man. That's how we do it. That's what Wrecking the Game is all about, because we deliver great entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And that's every time out my mouth. And that's real. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. And, you know, key shouts out to a couple of people that came through last night. My nigga Meech Dog, C Money, you know what I'm saying? Look out for the artist, C Money. I'm playing some of his tracks on here and a few. I just can't load shit up off a CD, so I'm kind of fucked right now. But, you know, C Money that came through. You had, shit, who all came through? Weeby, what, Webel? I don't know. Weeby in Hollywood came through. Hang Time came through. Nigga Jay, you know what I'm saying, came through and represent. Who else got there and touched the mic? Nigga Richie Rich. Big up my nigga Lil Lee that came through. He came through and support, man. Even though I ain't get a chance to play a song like I said I was, there was so much damn bullshit confusion going on that, you know, I was just trying to get the fuck up out of there. So, but shit will get played on me, you know what I'm saying? That's real. And we finna reset this thing, restart it, and get this thing officially crizonk. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what that sound is. Y'all know what that sound is? Y'all know what that sound is? I can't get out with this. Yeah. Shouts out to Red Shade, Seti J, you know what I'm saying? And Goofy Bone. Everybody support me on the live stream show after this, man. I appreciate it. Make sure you send your videos, WDGE Radio TV at live.com if you want to be in the place to be with me. And that's real. Look up Miss Computer Lady, Sweet D Love. Oh, shout out to I Be the Wise One, Miss Tasha Triple X, Miss Mouse, the whole Trilateral crew, man. Y'all already know how I do. Yeah, let me get this shit working real quick, y'all. Let's get this shit working. Yeah. Motherfucking shit working. Here we go, people. All right, we finna start this thing off in Kansas City, y'all. Kansas City, Missouri, to be exact. Where a woman launches into hamburger rage at McDonald's. Okay, I guess the motherfucking burgers were super good. Surveillance video from a Midtown McDonald's restaurant on Main Street shows a woman experiencing hamburger rage. The incident happened on December 27th, and the video clearly shows a woman demanding a refund for what she claimed was an inferior hamburger. After being denied the refund, The videos show her throwing a bucket of water over the counter, along with other items, including a basket of straws, cookies, a sign, and even three of the cash registers. And the incident played out, in front of several unsuspecting customers, including children. Yeah. If you know her, please call the fucking police. Boy, look at here. Black folks don't represent worse shit. You big, fat, nasty slop. I would have punched that bitch in her motherfucking eye as soon as I seen her throw something. Man, we've been tearing that motherfucking McDonald's up. Dumbass bitch. Man, get your old ass out of here. Come on. I tell if a bitch stole some goddamn McDonald's. What the hell kind of shit is that, people? Fuck shit is what it is. All right. Anyway, shots out of Chicago. Well, no, not shots out, because that's these fag-ass niggas that bring their ass down here thinking that a nigga's slow. You know what I'm saying? Trying to charge niggas $75 to sell some fucking snacks in a goddamn strip club that you letting motherfucking dope boys and all this other kind of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Sit up there and sell they shit. Man, motherfuck y'all. Anyway, Chicago police may ditch entrance exam to boost minority hiring. What kind of gay shit is that? The Chicago Police Department is seriously considering scrapping the police entrance exam. Dropping the exam would bolster minority hiring and advert legal battles, according to one source, while others confirm that the exam could be scrapped to open the process to as many people as possible. However, the lack of an exam would make Chicago the lone major city without one. And experts contend that the exam is integral to eliminating unqualified applicants. Man, please, they don't take shit to shoot a motherfucker, man. It don't take nothing to rob from a motherfucker legally. That's all you motherfucking crooked-ass police do anyway. Rob from a nigga legally. Use your badge in the name of, let me get that for free. Fuck it, y'all. We're going to Sydney, Australia. Yeah. Whale wars. Yeah, a boat has been sliced in two. Damn. A conservation group's boat had its bow sheared off and was in danger of sinking as it took on water Wednesday after it was struck by a Japanese whaling ship. Damn. In the frigid waters of Antarctica. Antarctica, the group said. The boat's six crew members were safely transferred to another of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society's vessels, the newly commissioned Bob Barker. The boat is named for the American game show host, who donated $5 million to buy it, which we all know that, and that come from the prisoners' money. The clash was the most serious in the past several years, during which the Sea Shepherd has sent vessels into far southern waters to try to harass the Japanese fleet into seizing its annual whale hunt. Man, please, Japanese people gonna fuck y'all ass up. Better get the hell out of my way. What the fuck I tell you? Get y'all ass. Hey, I'm working here, man. Y'all, man, it's season. It's whale season. You feel me? They leave them alone so they can repopulate and then come back and go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Come on, people. Don't worry. In a little while, nature gonna take back over this motherfucker anyway. Don't worry about nature. Nature handling his goddamn self. Been handling it before you ragged motherfuckers came in. Started fucking shit up, so. Yeah. Check this out. Anybody remember Kathy Griffin? Yeah. Says she isn't sure she still has a job at CNN. I didn't know you had one. I'm just bullshitting. Kathy Griffin says she isn't sure she still has a job at CNN after she accidentally cursed on air. I don't know if I got canned. She said when Craig Ferguson called her up on his Late Late Show Tuesday, she then joked, "I don't feel like I really have done a job well until I get fired. Am I getting fired from this phone call?" Tell me what's going on. Griffin 49 came under fire when she dropped the F-bomb. That's what I'm talking about. She dropped the F-bomb. Boy, girl, I'll stop and give you a damn applause right now if I didn't want to stop my music. But, she dropped the F-bomb on a New Year's Eve special of Anderson Cooper 360 while discussing the Balloon Boy scandal. Man, fuck him. I dropped the F-bomb for you. Dumbass motherfucker, hoax-ass, stupid motherfucker get a year in prison and shit. Because this dumbass motherfucker want to send his goddamn so-called balloon in the air with a child in it. And the child wasn't even in the motherfucker. All right. Well, hey, we in Australia, y'all. Like I tell you, this is the daily strange, odd, crazy, and motherfucking weird news from around the world. Around the world. Yeah. So in Australia, a man shared beers with a grandfather before killing him. Damn. Man suspected of killing a 53-year-old granddad at his southwest Melbourne home was a friend who had a few beers with him last night. Homicide Detective Sergeant Wayne said the 35-year-old allegedly returned to Kenneth Rolfe's Bentley home at about 4:30 a.m. and began banging on the front windows and doors, demanding to be allowed in. After breaking a window and gaining access, the man allegedly bashed Mr. Rolfe before running to the front bedroom and assaulting his wife, Carol Hellman, of 60 years old. Damn. You want to read more into that article, go to www.nuttynewstoday.com and check that shit out, man. And I got to tell you at the end, don't believe shit I tell you. You want to read it for yourself. That's real. All right, y'all. We in Massachusetts. Shouts out to Miss Red Shades up there. Red Shades the Entertainer. You know, she up there doing her thing. And, yeah, a Springfield mom. Hold on, y'all. Let me keep my motherfucking music rolling, 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 rolling. Yeah. I'm going to wrap this nutty news up, y'all. Yeah, public backlash in Massachusetts, people. Come on, man. What the hell? I ain't even do that. Yeah, a Springfield mom of 9 said yesterday she has been bombarded with hate messages in the wake of a Herald article on her lawsuit against doctors who claim she... against doctors who she claims permanently sterilized her without her written consent. Tessa Savicki, 35, has received a dozen nasty text messages and comments on her Facebook page since Sunday's article on the suit. She said she's been attacked for being a poor single mom who is on public assistance. You know, it hurts. I don't want my kids suffering, said Vicky, who lives with her fiance and four of her kids, and said she has even dyed her hair to avoid recognition. Well, one person told me, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, I mean, bitch, you done had 9 kids. You ain't done? Fuck. Man, fuck that, bitch. You on public assistance. You don't need no motherfucking kids. What the hell kind of bullshit is that? See, that's the problem with America. Keep putting these old dumbass motherfuckers, and you got Facebook. Bitch, if you poll, what the fuck you doing on Facebook? Get your ass out there, find a job. What the fuck going on? All right, y'all. Watch yourself next time you go to fucking Kenya, y'all. Especially in Nairobi. You know your ass is in motherfucking, around black folks and shit. And, you know you're around natural wildlife. So all that Lawry Park Bush Guards bullshit that you be seeing, all right, well, let that smoke up your ass, get your ass fucked up. And I say that to say elephant tramples a U.S. mother, yeah, and the baby. Uh-huh. An American woman and her baby daughter were trampled to death by an elephant while on a forest hike in Kenya, a spokeswoman for the Kenya Wildlife Service said Wednesday. It happened Monday when the mother and child took part in a guided walk near the Castle Forest Lodge about 65 miles north of Nairobi, Kenya, said Melia Van Leer, a spokesman for the lodge. The mother, Sharon Brown, worked in the library of the International School of Kenya, according to a security guard at the school. Her husband, Jeff Brown, also worked at the school, and the security guard said he was listed on the school website as... What the fuck does that got to do with it? How the fuck did she get trampled? Stupid motherfuckers gonna report all this other bullshit. Now I got to go all into the goddamn heart. Damn. Bad fucking headline, you stupid asshole. All right, let me see what the fuck happened. Van Leer speculated that the elephant was in a herd of about 20 that were spotted later in the day with calves. Elephants can be particularly defensive when they are sheltering their young. The area is full of elephants, but encounters with humans don't normally end in tragedy. There have been no tragic incidents with elephants in the area since 2001. This area has wild animals, and I always warn my clients and everyone else to be aware of the danger. But from now on, we won't allow children out anymore. The young child could have been saved. Yeah, straight up. Bitch, dumb bitch probably tried to use the baby to shield and shit. You know what I mean? Like the other two motherfuckers tried to shield his, use the baby to shield him from getting tased by the police and shit. Ain't that crazy? You crazy motherfucker, you man. I'm telling you, people, let me go ahead and get me some real good music going on. Y'all ready? Here we go. Oh, my bad. My bad. I ain't taking it off. I ain't taking it off. Oh, man. Since we're getting up to Valentine's Day, you know my birthday coming up, people. February 11th, the DJ Smell So Good's official birthday, turning 32 years old. Or young, how the fuck y'all want to call it. I'm turning something, goddamn. And I ain't talking about a new cheek unless it's in the morning. That's my ass cheek. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got some Shelly K in the background, people. Yeah, just grooving us on now. You know? Let's take this thing on over to Washington, D.C., y'all. Anybody ever been in Washington? I ain't trying to go. But, hey, Michelle Obama and Oprah are in a PETA ad, along with Tyra Stanks, big forehead ass, and some white bitch on the other side. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals used a picture of Mrs. Obama under the slogan, Fur Free and Fabulous. The president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, said she didn't seek Mrs. Obama's consent for the anti-fur ad because it knows that she can't make such an endorsement. PETA included the First Lady in its Washington ad campaign based on White House confirmation that she does not wear fur. In the ad, which is being used in Washington, D.C. area, she is pictured alongside Oprah Winfrey, Carrie Underwood, and Tyra Banks, three others who have refused to wear fur. That's what I'm talking about. You go, ladies. Even though I guarantee you going goddamn Oprah's fucking closet. That bitch got some fur up in that motherfucker. That hell, little talking about. Oh, no, it's fake fur. Bitch, ain't no motherfucking fake fur. That hell, little. All right, y'all. I ain't never been there, but we in St. John's, New Brunswick. I don't even know where the hell that's at. Oh, it's in Canada. That's what's up. Well, hey, y'all. It's a $100,000 fine for eating lobsters. Damn. Small Canadian seaside town in New Brunswick has been warned lobsters that wash ashore cannot be eaten because they weren't caught under license. After an Atlantic storm Saturday, the crustaceans began washing ashore at Petit Rocher on the northeastern coast, and word spread quickly. The New Brunswick Telegraph Journal reported. However, a spokesman for the Federal Fisheries and Oceans Ministry issued a statement warning beachcombers they were breaking the law that says lobsters can only be taken in traps by licensed fishermen during open season. Anyone else collecting lobsters could be fined $100,000, which that's dumb as hell. So you're going to let some nasty-ass motherfucking lobsters wash up on the damn sea and just sit there. I mean, damn, you should thank the fucking beachcombers for coming and cleaning the shit up. Yeah, all right. Your government, yeah, cameras didn't work at Newark. We're at the Newark airport, people. It's a tale of shocking ineptitude. CBS 2 has learned a series of missteps unnecessarily added to the mayhem at Newark Liberty International Airport, has a long dumbass name, on Sunday. The six-hour delay stranded thousands of people, creating extreme crowding and chaos. CBS 2 has learned that when an unidentified man breached a secure area at Newark on Sunday night, delaying thousands of passengers for hours, the TSA cameras weren't working. Yeah, that's right. They weren't even recording, sources said, and needed a reboot. which the agency apparently didn't ask for. That set off a chain reaction of events, even more mishaps that caused needless chaos and inconvenience for several thousand hapless passengers. With the cameras inoperable, the TSA tried to get a second set of surveillance video from Continental Airlines. Yeah, but the TSA apparently didn't know the correct telephone number and the specific procedures to get the footage. That caused a two-hour delay in identifying the intruder and closing the airport to look for him. Yeah, man, and America is so secure, people. What the fuck ever. All right, L-Town, Florida, which I ain't even hear about him. 2006, Abraham Shakespeare, a truck driver's assistant who lived with his mother, won $13 million in the Florida lottery. His good fortune may have cost him his life. Shakespeare vanished months ago. His mother hopes he is somewhere in the Caribbean, lying on a beach and enjoying the good life, away from all the hanger-ons who were constantly hitting him up for money. The sheriff has a more ominous theory. Shakespeare was killed. There are a lot of odd and bizarre circumstances in this case, and Sheriff Grady Judd said, we fear and are preparing for the worst. We're working this case as if it were a homicide.
Damn.
Yeah, L time. It's a bunch of crabs around here. So I already know what time that is. If you don't get your motherfucking money, and I mean you don't get the fuck out of Dodge, and I don't mean quickly. I mean the fuck quickly. Get the hell out of Dodge. Yeah, then you might be subject to getting your ass robbed. Bitches ain't having it, man. But we're going to end this thing in Bakersfield, y'all. Bakersfield, California. Shouts out to motherfucking Goofy Bo. Straight Low Records. Where bottles of honey cause airport shutdown. Wow. The suspicious material found inside luggage that prompted the shutdown of a California airport Tuesday morning turned out to be five soft drink bottles filled with honey. A passenger's suitcase tested positive for TNT at Bakersfield's Meadows Field during a routine swabbing of the bag's exterior. Kern County Sheriff's Department Donnie Youngblood said when security officials opened the bag, they found bottles filled with an amber liquid, he said. Why in this day and age would someone take a chance carrying honey in Gatorade bottles? Youngblood asks. That itself is an alarm. It's hard to understand. An investigator said the bag's owner, Francisco Ramirez, 31, is a gardener from Milwaukee who has been cooperating with authorities. He flew to Bakersfield December 23rd to spend Christmas with his sister and was returning Tuesday when the alarm sounded. Well, I mean, when you said Ramirez, you already know that's a Spanish dude. You already said a fucking crop person. And that explains it all. Shit, what the fuck else is it? Anyways, y'all, I got to send Goofy Bone for music, too. Shit, I forgot all about that for this damn show. Alright, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to send the man some fucking music. Yeah, this is a Avant playing in the background, y'all. New song called Sailing. I know y'all been hearing this on the radio. I already broke this shit. Ben broke it. Ben had this shit playing. Nah, I want to hear that shit. Shouts out to Avant. Just let y'all know, we are live on www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio/how the fuck y'all want to call it. We bring you live remote performances from various clubs that I attend and give exposure to artists and entertainers in attendance at the event. You know, you can check me out live every day from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. For all your favorite indie videos and more, if you would like to advertise or know someone looking for advertisement, please hit me up at WDGE Radio TV@live.com and also send your videos, you know what I'm saying, independent videos only to the same address. Yeah, real. I get it on for y'all. Real. So we got 30 more minutes and we're taking this thing live, y'all. We're taking this thing live to the video. That's what I do now. I do 1 hour here on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. And then we take this thing on over, man, and give y'all some live shit. livestream.com/WDGE radio. Let's go, people.
Oh, my God.
Back into the music.
That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Get some big man stacks up in here, y'all. It's my nigga Sleepy Little Thug doing this shit real big. We'll ride out for about a couple more minutes, man. Give y'all some little, you know, music. Pop it up. Hope y'all having a good hump day. Yeah. We live on the Sasha Smelly Prize. BS.
Best guard your life, please trip. If the price is right, boy, you could die tonight. Get bills for real, no dollars, no change. Hit a lick real quick, regroup like Danny Ainge. Gotta keep it simple and plain, no pain, no gain. It is how to maintain, you in point blank range. A soldier on the map, a cobra at that. One bite, there's no returning from that. Big Mike Sight, big Mike Sight, yeah. Big Mike Sight, big Mike. My niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Sight, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mac stacks, count me in. We're so sweet. Get that cash every cent. We won't sleep. Y'all know me. Two cats and dogs, unless I'm getting that scratch, I pause, okay. Then I proceed, see my whole fleet pack is large, fiend for more cream, savage paw, I blast and all, when that cheddar's needed, I'm that fella screaming, cross the water, marauder, raising hell for seasons, hey, let's get it, I am with it, got the limit, and my thoughts are door mile a minute, look, SH about to strap up, but cake's trying to add up. Your brakes up your pace, boy. I put my thugs in place, plus busting for your safe pay. Tough, better get your burner. Trying to get triple stacks like a Wendy's burger. You heard? Big Mike Sight, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Sight, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas.
I'm gonna make a quick call, y'all. I'm gonna try to get somebody on the line real quick. Have a little conversation with y'all. Let y'all know how it went down last night. Call up my nigga Joe G real quick, man. Let me throw this vice grip off in the background. There we go. Yeah. All right, y'all hold on, y'all. I'm gonna make a quick call. Real quick. Alright, damn joke.
882.
Alright. Trying to get y'all the production man on the line. Let's see, Let's see. Grabbing a barrel. Oh, sorry about that, y'all. Make one more call, y'all. Hold on. Here we go. I must have party hard last night. Alright. Yep. I gotta get them little calls in there real quick, but it's all good in the hood. Just riding out, man. It's my nigga Vice Grip in the background, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And we all up on livestream.com, y'all, doing it real big. So make sure y'all come through, check us out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing it real big, man. Make a quick phone call. We're going to get back into some more music.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox.
Even across the internet.
No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing... Open! Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
It's AOL. Got a new jam for y'all. Coming up, this is 2010 Anthem right here, man. Put this on your ringtone,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you smell something in the air? I do. And it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh yeah! It's time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted! You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
That's real, man.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game in the Tank. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, get your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, man, y'all already know what time it is. Let me get into some more shit right here, you know what I'm saying? This right here, just a little something, you know, a little throwback from homegirl, you know what I'm saying? Miss Red Shades, y'all, keep it on the hush. Yeah. You live, bitches. Right here, Wednesday. Starship Smelly Prize, Regular Gay Radio. What DJ smells so good, man. We hold
it
down.
I want a man, not a man, that knows how to treat you. Don't forget my name, and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is legal. Recognize a real lady, and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet, and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again. And get yourself another chick. What? You couldn't play me. What you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no names. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they're your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your side kick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. I know. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they're gonna try and test me, but they never do that, at most indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Guess that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know our chicks try to act. Smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff, but it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo!
And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories. All I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's Freaky beat, beat. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, nigga. Look up. Look up. Tell your partner about me. I'm in the ghetto. I'm in the ghetto. I'm about to get on.
A lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know me.
now Deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah.
I'm down to 40.
This will conclude the show, people. Make sure y'all come over to the live stream, man. Check me out live on the video, man. I'm live on the webcam doing a real big www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And tune in each and every day, Monday through Friday. 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Then 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., man. And much love to everybody out there. Shout out to Mr. Beauty Lady. And PC Bones, Dog Groove Bones, Eddie J, Old Trilateral Commission. Much love to everybody out there to ride with the crew. That's our DJ Party Time, Mr. John, nigga Ashwood, and everybody else I don't play on this radio, man. I already know. Come back tomorrow, man. We got some more analysts going down. Tune in.
That I have. all my hopes and happiness. It's smoke and mirrors and my state of mind. I'll be alright. I will survive long as I have the presence of mind to cherish the
have the prayer.